T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Jeff Hathorn was over at Steelers headquarters, and Jeff, we'll get to the Pickett stuff, but let's go to the injury well. Are the Steelers screwed in this game against Buffalo? Do they have any healthy defensive players?
Man, I tell you, especially in that secondary. I mean, obviously T.J. Watt is out again for this week, but Cam Hayward is dealing with multiple injuries on that defensive line, and then in the secondary, Witherspoon is out again. Cam Sutton now has not only a groin but a hamstring injury, and Minkah Fitzpatrick has a knee injury, and Terrell Edmonds, we don't know if he'll get out of concussion protocol in time or not. So, man, you go up to Buffalo, you think about all the things that have to happen to try to get a win, minus some of those guys, or even one or two of those guys, obviously is going to make it an even tougher job than it would have been.
Jeff, do you expect with that in mind that Mike Tomlin and his defensive brain trust will employ the same let's just hope they eventually make a mistake plan that they used on Zach Wilson in the second half or in the fourth quarter last week? I mean, they have to try to, I would think, in all seriousness, do you expect them to do more in terms of exotic blitzes and stuff they cook up to try to mess with Josh Allen here?
And it's tough because exotic blitzes normally are something that are worked on, and with a veteran team that has really good communication, which allows you to take these risks because other guys know where they need to be. What's been one of the big problems that Hayward even mentioned after the game? Guys aren't where they're supposed to be at the right time, and that's allowing for them to make these mistakes at the end of the game. So, no, I don't. I think if you're missing some of those guys, they might be aggressive. But as far as exotic, I mean, you need communication for that, and you're potentially could have some new pieces in that secondary. You know, on top of the fact that Levi Wallace has only been there for a handful of games himself, I mean, it's just, man, it just doesn't line up well when you look at the injury situation. They would need Herculean efforts from some certain players.
Jeff, you are an award-winning reporter, and you have the rare privilege of being able to go over to the Steelers headquarters and cover these Tomlin press conferences. There's probably, in our listening audience, maybe one or two other people who have ever done that before. So our fans who care so much about this stuff, they can't do that. So you have to be their eyes and ears in situations like this. You go over there today to cover this press conference, and you have the feeling that Kenny Pickett is going to be named their starting quarterback. What was the mood over there today? Did you feel like you were walking in to a place where there was a sense of a fresh start and a new beginning?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't go in the room, so you don't get that sense today. But, yeah, and you know, we found out at, I think it was 11:46, the depth chart came out, and it showed Kenny Pickett as the starter. So even before Tomlin said anything, we knew, okay, he's going to be the starting quarterback, and he alluded to it in his opening comments and tried to cover all the questions that we would have in those, 3 minutes or so that he talked about Pickett. But, yeah, I think there is an energy where you really could feel it. I tell you guys, being at that game Sunday and being out on that rotunda when they announced Kenny Pickett was coming in, I mean, it went from being sporadic people to 2-3 deep, and people were pumped up and excited. And I think some of that, in talking to the guys after the game, that translated, even with the loss, that they are ready for this new direction, and they were impressed with the way Kenny handled himself, that he was aggressive, that he was, you know, I think all of that leads to, and we'll see more tomorrow, but I think there will be an excitement And you add on to the fact that they're going to have a Herculean chance.
But, Jeff,
and I
how about Tomlin? Do you feel like with Tomlin that this is an act of desperation, like he feels forced to do it? Or do you get the sense from being around him today that he is actually excited about turning the page to Kenny Pickett?
I think he's excited about the opportunity. He's trying to be respectful to Trubisky. What he was saying today wasn't just smoke. I mean, it's stuff that he said he's seen, his leadership qualities. He's watched him grow. He's watched guys respect him and follow him and how he's acted when he wasn't the starter. I think that was big for Tomlin to see. So, yeah, I do. I do think Tomlin is excited. I mean, some of those times, those press conferences can get terse, and he was all about moving forward, and he was expansive on almost every question about Kenny.
Jeff, do you think that Tomlin, or how do you square this? I'll ask it this way. How do you square the fact that it seemed like the minute Pickett went in that game, not only did his teammates seem energized, but Tomlin's decision-making and the way he managed the game seemed a lot different. Not only I'm going for it from my own 30-yard line on his first series on 4th-and-1, but also, and this backfired on him, this one, I'm letting the guy put the ball in the air when we're getting pretty close to field goal range trying to run the clock out. Like, it just seemed to me that for somebody who didn't even let there be a real quarterback competition, he coached like he believes in Kenny Pickett a lot more than he ever believed in Trubisky.
I think part of it is coaching. I think part of it was that Pickett was just a lot more aggressive going for plays that Mitch wouldn't have. You know, I think about that throw down the middle to Freiermuth. I'm betting you that Trubisky doesn't make that throw because of the risk involved. I mean, he was so risk-averse, and I think Tomlin saw that, you know, Pickett was willing to, you know, the first five plays were handoffs. Then he threw that deep pass that ended up being intercepted. But he saw as the game progressed that he was going to try to make guys open, that he was going to take chances. And I think the game planning mirrored that they started taking more chances because the quarterback had kind of led the guys into that mentality where you just didn't have that with Mitch. And to be fair to Mitch, I think it was so pounded into his head not to make a mistake. He started playing not to lose.
Jeff, did you get the impression that Tomlin might have some regret over how he did things, over how he went about the quarterback process in the in training camp, the way he coached or handled Trubisky? Do you think there's some Tomlin second guessing going on? Because remember, Jeff, it was reported this was not the plan. Have Pickett sit the entire year, never play.
I don't think he has any regrets. I think he's confident in the fact that because he had a veteran room or veteran guys in the room, especially on the defensive side, that he was going to give the veteran quarterback every chance to win and be that guy, if only for some of the other guys on that team. And I think he did it for as long as he could. And I believe him when he said that, you know, probably that weekend after the Browns game, it entered his head. But when that game was going the way it was going against the Jets, like, he had to make that move. And I think he just realized that he needed to make a change. But I don't think, to your question, that he doubted himself in starting Trubisky. I think he would say right now that was still the right call to make.
Jeff, ultimately, chicken and the egg, do you believe it was Tomlin beating into Trubisky this conservative, risk-averse mindset that did Trubisky in and that caused him to play the way he did, or that's more on the quarterback himself electively, like, sort of choosing, I'm not going to try to make these throws? Like what? I know that's a tough one to answer, but what do you think is more the case there?
It's probably more on the coaches. You know, if you're hearing that over and over again, I think it just translates into your play. Now, there are times, and listen, players have said that, and even Trubisky has said that, hey, plays are there. You should see this motorcycle that's going by right now, by the way.
Does it have a sidecar?
Is Ben riding on it?
It does not. It does not, and I can guarantee you it's not Ben that's driving it. But I think it's more on Mike, but Trubisky plays into it. Like I said, he even noticed there were plays there that he wasn't going to. I think it just got to the point where he would, and, you know, come on, it's human nature. You know, in the back of your mind, if I make a mistake, what happened is going to happen. And I don't think he ever jumped on the chance from, I'm going to seize this. Rather, he just tried not to lose it.
Jeff, one more for our listeners that didn't hear Tomlin at noon with Cook and Joe. You were there. Give us something, a parting shot here that was non-Pickett Trubisky related, something else from his 30 minutes that you think fans should be aware of that they might have missed that's not Pickett Trubisky related.
Remember how everybody loved Gunner in the preseason? Gunner may not get a hat in the game in Buffalo on Sunday. He was critical of Gunner. I mean, you dropped two punts in four games, as he said. It's a trend. It's not just a fluke. And I think you likely could see, depending, you know, on how it plays out, but if Austin is ready to play and he'll start practicing this week, if for some reason he's ready to go, I think Gunner is watching this game.
Well, if they give him a hat, he'll probably just drop that, Jeff.
But, you know, how many times do we see guys in preseason and we go, oh, wow, look at and Gunner ended
he's gonna
up
go
being
back
that guy
to Jeff.
This year.
Jeff, he's going to go back to the Patriots. They're going to cut him and release him. New England's going to pick him up, and he's going to start playing at a Pro Bowl level again.
No, I think that was the dead giveaway, that even Belichick looked at this guy, and he loves wide receivers who look like Olszewski, and he never put him out there. That should have been your dead giveaway.
Short Polish guys?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.